Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, a sunny 24. Pretoria, 26. Polokwane and Rustenburg, 28 degrees. Negotiations between rival Soweto taxi associations have once again reached a deadlock. Feuds over routes between two associations have been going on for years. Tensions recently flared up again. Here's Gauteng Transport MEC Kidiboni Tyali Tlabela.
I am willing not to close the roads because once I bring alternative transport into communities, you run a risk as business that when you are sober and wanting to go back to that community, they will close you out.
20 Mayor Sawyer Brink says electricity and water infrastructure remains the bedrock of service delivery, and it's vital that the Metro continue invests in maintaining and upgrading this core infrastructure. The Mooikloof substation is the latest to catch fire, leaving thousands of residents in Pretoria East without electricity since Wednesday. Brink says the problem must be addressed.
According to the most basic of engineering standards, each substation must have protection equipment that shuts down the electricity supply to those substations if a fire risk occurs. I am as frustrated and angry as residents about the numerous substation fires that we have had to endure.
A bail ruling is expected in a case against the former KPMG bursary fund specialist who's accused of swindling over 16 million rand from the auditing firm. Fidelis Mwena and two co-accused are due back in the dock at the Specialised Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge today. They face charges of, among others, money laundering and fraud. Your state prosecutor, Valencia Dube.
The bank has noted that the staff member has failed to disclose that he had been dismissed by his previous employer, KPMG. Instead, in his CV submitted to NetBank, it is stated that he had resigned from KPMG in March 2023.
Moving further afield, Kenya's defense chief and nine other top brass members died in a military helicopter crash in a remote area of the country. The helicopter crashed shortly after takeoff yesterday. An investigation has since been launched to determine the cause of the crash. And finally, Taylor Swift fans are in a tiz after her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, appears to have leaked online early. Many people have shared the tracks on social media. In a post, the singer and songwriter told her followers she'd written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years that she would want to share it with her fans. Here's a sneak peek. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuus die eer onderhandelings tussen twee strydende taxi-verenigings het 'n dooiepunt bereik.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
You should pay me, don't call me baby when you did me so wrong.